Welcome to Motivated to Lead Podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingenstein. Hi, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for our podcast this week. My name is Mark Klingenstein with SEMA Partners. Each week, we interview leaders and they share lessons learned from their careers. Our goal is to help you become a better leader. This week, we're going to be talking with Chuck Bolton. Chuck is a six-time best-selling author and executive coach to CEOs. He provides leadership coaching and consulting in med tech, health tech sectors. And he has written a new book entitled The CEO's AI Playbook, a human-first approach for leveraging Gen AI to create massive value. He's got some great insights that are practical as well as will help you as a leader to get a grasp on AI and how it can benefit you as a leader as well as your organization. Looking forward to today's conversation with Chuck. And it's great to have Chuck Bolton rejoining us for our conversation. And it's been a while since you were on our podcast, but thank you for coming back to talking about a very important subject.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for inviting me. It's good to see you again.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, we've known each other for a number of years, but give our maybe our new listeners just a quick snapshot of your background, and love to jump into our topic shortly.
You bet. Well, I'm a CEO coach in the med tech and health tech industries. I've been doing it for over two decades. Prior to that, I was the VP of HR at Boston Scientific and at Baxter Healthcare, but have been a CEO and C-suite level coach for over two decades, working with senior leaders and teams to help them create greater value. And a couple of years ago, I stumbled into this Gen AI thing, this ChatGPT thing. And as I learned a bit more about it, I had my kind of wow moment, like, wow, my clients would really benefit from learning how to apply and deploy this. And so since that time, I've been teaching all my CEOs how to use it and in their individual workflows. And they have their wow moments and ask me, wow, can you come and teach our leadership team how to do that? And so we've been doing that and kind of working our way through the knowledge workforce, ultimately focusing on how to roll out Gen AI. And that became the genesis of this book.
Okay. And I've got a copy of it right here. And we're gonna dig into kind of just a quick overview. We've got about 30 minutes to talk about it, but I'd encourage you to pick up a copy. And it's got some great practical things that you can do as far as to kind of jump in. But talk a little bit, just the reluctance that you hear from leaders about using AI. What are some of the things that leaders are thinking about that maybe make them a little hesitant as far as in jumping into the pool?
Yeah, you know, there are three major problems with using Gen AI. The first is hallucinations. You put in information and you get back an output that sounds very confident, but oftentimes is wrong. Secondly, they're concerned about data privacy. If I put stuff in about our company, is that going to get out there and our competitors going to get that? And particularly for a publicly traded company, they tend to worry about that. And then the third is bias. Will this give us a biased answer based on what it's been trained on that will discriminate against certain groups? And so those are the reasons why people don't want to use it. And I see kind of five different responses from CEOs as it relates to Gen AI. You know, the first is the deniers or the deep skeptics. You know, Gen AI is not ready for prime time. Don't bother me with it. It's just a novelty, a lot of hype. That's kind of number one. The second are the people who have got in and see that it works well, but they don't have the courage or they don't have the vision for how to deploy it in their companies. So they're sitting on the fence. The third are dabblers, and those are the ones that really drive me crazy because they use it occasionally. They see that it's good, but they're not really putting any intensity behind it. The fourth would be the cost cutters, and we've heard about some CEOs like this, especially the one that comes to mind is the CEO of Klarna, I believe it's a Swedish company that does customer service work, and they've outsourced like 700 customer service people using Gen AI to replace the folks. And then the fifth would be what I would call the AI augmented human first leader that says there is a place for Gen AI. I can see how it can make us more productive, strategic, and creative, how it can help us make better decisions. It's here to augment, enable our people, not to replace our people. So those are kind of the five that I see. And I like to help CEOs get to that fifth one.
Sure. So talk about kind of that aha moment that you had as you were looking at, how were you an early adapter as far as to use the technology and what?
I think so. You know, it came out, ChatGPT came out in November of 2022. And in January of 2023, I had a knee replacement. And so I was sitting, you know, after my surgery, kind of recovering. And I'm like, I'm going to hear about this ChatGPT thing. I'm going to start checking it out. And I did and learned how to prompt and learned some use cases and had my oh wow moment, like, oh wow, it's amazing what this will do. I've got to start teaching my CEO clients how to use this. And I dug deeper and took some courses and watched a lot of videos on YouTube and things and kind of learned my way and ultimately built up a training course for CEOs. And as people went through that, you know, they were hooked. And wanted to learn more and start on their journey. And so that was kind of how I got in. So that, I guess I would be an early adopter getting in early in 2023. I sponsored a AI boot camp last year. It was called Executive AI Boot Camp for 25 CEOs. And over the course of 5 weeks, we spent an hour on Zoom. And I took them through how to use it for productivity, how to use it for strategy, how to use it for teamwork, how to use it for business processes, how to deploy it in a human first approach. Again, kind of brief 1 hour modules, but that really, I think, set the hook for a number of them and they wanted more. And so, yeah, you know, been at this for a little while now.
So talk about it as somebody maybe that hasn't, is not familiar with what AI can do. What are some things as a leader that you think would be helpful? Definitely, your book is a great primer to get people understanding kind of how it's used. But what are some things that you would encourage somebody coming into the AI? What are some practical things they can do?
You bet. Well, every CEO, every leader has certain use cases for which, or jobs to be done, they could be called, that AI can be of help with them on. And it's just a matter of learning those. So in the book, in Appendix A, there are 20 different use cases. And I give them the prompts for how to approach those. But let's be more specific about this. Number one, AI is great when you have a blank sheet of paper. Let's say you've got to go make a presentation, a town hall meeting, and you want to talk about the month's results. Gen AI can help you put together that, can help you put together the presentation. Gen AI is great for being a devil's advocate for you. So I've got my board deck. I've got to present to my board in 2 weeks. Here's my deck. I want you to take a look at it. I want you to play the role of a seasoned chairman of the board and give me feedback on the deck. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Where would you suggest we improve? What questions do you anticipate that I will be asked? And then, how should I respond to those questions if those are indeed asked? And overall, give me a letter grade on my first draft of my board deck from an A to an F and tell me where it is and what I need to do to make it an A. Those are great use cases. It's great at analyzing data sets. So here's a data set of our revenue over the past 3 years. I want you to take a look at this and dive deep and give me an analysis, look at statistical variances, give me a forecast for the future. There's so many things we can do. We've got a new product coming out. We are a medical device company, and we are developing a 12 French vascular stent. Can you give me a first draft image of what that could look like? Great. Now I want you to put it in Minnesota Vikings colors and logo. Can you do that? Yes, we can do that. So we can have a lot of fun with this. You know, we can plan a 2 week vacation to Spain this summer. Give me an itinerary of what that could look like. Or it's our in-laws 50th anniversary this weekend. Their names are Hank and Jerry, and they like fishing, going up north, and traveling. They like great food, and they're Lutherans. Can you give me a poem that I could read to celebrate the 50th anniversary? And it'll give you a great first cut. So there's so many different use cases, both personally and professionally, that can be used.
I tried that on Valentine's Day with my wife, and she thought it was a very cornball poem that I wrote her, but it was, you know, I tried to convince her it was from me, but yeah, she figured it was AI. But
well, Mark, you know, there's this old adage, it's like garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, that's right.
You think about what you're looking for, you know, so you'll get better results next time.
Yeah. So as your, I think that commitment, you talked about the dabblers, people that maybe use it and go, oh, okay, that's kind of cool, but you know, they don't really apply it. But how would somebody adapt this into kind of their everyday routine as far as a CEO?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, can I tell you the biggest challenge about AI adoption? It isn't learning the technology, it's behavioral change. I mean, behavioral change is 90% of the battle. And just like, you know, if we were to give somebody a treadmill, it doesn't mean they're going to get in shape. Because we give you the AI tools, it doesn't mean you're going to become an AI power user. And so the best way to learn how to apply this is to develop a new habit. And what I suggest in the book and to my clients is, I want to challenge you for 30 days to use AI for 30 minutes for 30 days. And if you do that, by the end of it, it is going to totally transform how you work. You're going to get amazing results, and you'll have this powerful new habit, and you'll be more productive, strategic, and creative. If you can't do that, just do one thing each day. And I've got a list of activities for 30 days that you could do. You can kind of customize it to your role. If you're a marketing head or you're the CFO, you know, you're going to do different things. But just try those one things, the one thing. At the end of 30 days, you'll have a new habit. And so that's how I would encourage people to look at this. Start small, create a new habit, and then as you build more confidence and capability, your use cases will expand. You'll start using new tools. You know, we start off with what are called these large language model tools, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, Gemini. Start off with those, but then there's some specialty tools that give us amazing results too. And I liken it to when you play golf. You know, you can go out and just take a 5-iron and you'll have a reasonable round. But, you know, there are times when you're in the bunker and you need a sand wedge, or the times you're in a 550-yard hole where a driver would better serve you than a 5-iron. And so you need the right tool for the right job. And as we get more experience, we look at different tools. And the tools are changing and developing daily. But in the book, I've got a list of what I call Chuck's go-to CEO tools, that if you were to apply some of those, you'd get amazing results.
Great. So talk about a little bit the idea around personas. I think you mentioned a little bit as far as coach a subject from like a CFO or a board chair or, you know, right, whatever the is that, what have you found that as far as the benefit of that?
Right. So when you write a prompt, which is a request, one of the building blocks is to tell it the role you want it to play or the persona you want it to play. So I want you, I think in our case, we use the board experience board chair. Perhaps I want you to be a play the role of a pediatric rheumatologist and tell me about the symptoms that my child is having right now. Give me a diagnosis of what you think that could be. Here are the symptoms. What do you think is the diagnosis and what would be the cure for that? Why don't you play the role of a patent attorney and take a look at this new product and the specifications and take a look at our competitors' products and give me a quick view of whether you feel like we're in bounds or we're maybe infringing on their intellectual property. So you always want to have it to play a role. I want you to be my career coach and tell me about how I should handle this situation. Or I'm having this problem, you know, communicating with my teenage son who I think is experimenting with drugs. Playing the role of a drug counselor, you know, how could you help? So many different roles that will, and then you could say, you know, I want you to play the role. I want you to be take somebody you admire, Steve Jobs. Look at this product that we're thinking about creating. I want you to play the role of Steve Jobs. What would be the questions you would ask to try to make this product design even more sound and robust? So if there's somebody you admire in history, ask them to play that role and you'll be amazed at the results.
Yeah, I was talking with an executive yesterday, and he was saying that he's in a transition in his job, and he's been using AI to do a mock interview with him.
Totally.
And so he said that's been really helpful for him to kind of in real time go through
Absolutely.
an interview.
Absolutely.
So you talk about in the book creating a Gen AI point of view. As a leader of a company, again, I think a lot of times in a company they go, "Oh, another program or another, something that they came up with." How do you create that appetite within an organization for to see the benefits of AI?
Yeah. Well, one of the things we do, we'll start off with a prompt, and we'll describe the company, and we'll say we're a $100 million medical device company, contract manufacturer. We make products that we make catheters, let's say, that serve the OEM market. We're trying to grow by 15%. Tell us opportunities to deploy Gen AI to achieve those growth goals. And how we could optimize our operations, let's say. And that will, and the more specific you can make it, of course, the better your outcome will be. I'll do that with the CEO and the leadership team. Just kind of let's just play with this. Give me some more information. We'll plug it in, and it's a, oh wow, that is unbelievable. We didn't think of that. We didn't think of this. So that helps build the appetite. Now, to really build a point of view around Gen AI, you got to figure out how you want to deploy this, and what's the purpose you're trying to serve, and what are the guidelines and guardrails you want to give your knowledge workforce? Because what I find is knowledge workers are very worried about getting in trouble with AI. I don't want to mistakenly share something about customers or company confidential data that could get me in trouble. So we need to give them a framework, the guidelines and guardrails around what they can use it for. And I use a stoplight system I illustrate in the book of, green, this is okay to use, yellow, use it with caution, red, do not use, so that people have clarity around the use of Gen AI. But the big thing here is that to have a successful rollout, the most important thing leaders can do is, number one, buy into it, two, provide the training and education, and then three, Mark, the expectations that you're going to use this in your job. We're going to provide you the training, that your manager and others will give you the coaching and encouragement, but we expect that you're going to use this so that you become even better. And it's not to replace you, but it's to enable you. And the inevitable result over time is we are going to need fewer people. And so, I'm going to put the brakes on, if I'm the CEO, on hiring folks right now until we can deploy this and begin to see how we can be more productive. And then natural attrition takes place over time, and you may need some specialty people, but you're gonna need fewer people to do work, which gives you an opportunity also to grow into new markets where you'll need those people, and to develop maybe even a new business or something for where you can deploy those folks. So this is very exciting, the potential for value creation that this offers by doing things we couldn't even imagine before. Create new businesses and new business models.
So the whole thing around showing humanity—you talked about being that leader that uses AI, but is showing humanity. Talk a little bit about that, of what that means, and as a leader, how that plays out.
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think there are four elements to this. The first part is you've got to be the role model. If I'm the leader, all eyes are on the leader. And if in organizations and people will go as fast as the leader goes. And so if I am going to encourage us to use Gen AI, I've got to be the role model. I've got to be the best. I've got to adopt it. I've got to lean into it. I've got to share my experiences. Here are the results I'm getting. Here's where I'm frustrated with it. Here's where it's not working for me. Number one, be the role models. Second, to be very purpose-driven. And this gets back to the book that you interviewed me last on, Reinvent Your Impact. It's so important to work in a purposeful way, to work in a way that's bigger than just us, to serve a larger purpose, a company's larger purpose. It's important for us as individuals to know what our individual purpose is too, and encourage others who work with us to define what theirs are. And so being purpose-driven around how you use this is huge. The third is being a coach. So I want to meet with you every couple of weeks and hear, Mark, you know, how's it going with AI? What are you using it for? Tell me about your use cases. What are the results that you're getting? Who are you collaborating with on using this? What new tools are you learning? Have you taken any new training programs? Have you watched any YouTube videos? Have you taken any courses? I want to help encourage and coach you up so you raise your proficiency in this. And the final area is I want to be a value creator. I want to be able to look at opportunities for us to move up the Gen AI value curve from optimization to acceleration to transformation. How can we begin to use things like AI assistants and AI agents? How can we to be more productive? How can we develop new business models, new products or services that have an Gen AI enablement to them that we can't even conceive of today? I'm looking at ways to create value. And so those are the four pieces of showing your humanity and being an AI augmented leader.
So give me kind of the day in your life that you're using AI. I'd love to hear kind of how you're practically using it.
Oh, man. So, you don't want to go there. I mean, honestly. So I spend at least 2 hours a day learning about Gen AI. And so I'm taking courses that I can bring to my clients. You know, in my coaching, individual coaching sessions, there's always now an AI element in how are you using it? What results are you getting? How are you deploying it across your company? I'm creating, you know, kind of the next phase that I'll be offering, you know, my clients is how to deploy Gen AI agentic systems to be able to have certain AI agents that perform different tasks so that it speaks in Mark's brand voice, and you can write or you can create blog posts or you can create presentations that sound just like you, that we have a customer service bot that enables us to speak directly the way we would like to with customers, again, through the creation of AI agents. That's the next phase. We'll start having those in our companies very soon. Some of the early adopters are already doing that, but within 12 to 24 months, we'll see those in the majority of the companies of which the CEOs are listening. And so this is why it's imperative to get in the game to begin to learn how to use it using prompts and using LLMs to get in the game, because these assistants and agents are coming down the road. So using it in my day, I spent a lot of time learning about those. I use it to like take notes for this meeting. And at the end of this, I'll take my MP4 and have that uploaded into Otter to create a Word doc for me of the meeting. And then I'll take that to Claude and I'll say, from the podcast with Mark, I'd like you to give me a summary of the podcast. Give me the top 10 takeaways. Give me Mark's top 5 quotes. Give me Chuck's top 5 quotes. And there I have a summary of our meeting. Now I do this with all my coaching clients now. So I have that. I can take a summary of our podcast today, download this in a Word document, load it up into gamma.app, and have it create a PowerPoint presentation for me. So I'll have a PowerPoint of all the key points that we've talked about today. And then I can take that PowerPoint and go to synthesia.io and say, create a video for me. 10 minutes later, I'll get an email, and here's a video of the discussion we had today. An AI-generated video of a young woman speaking about our discussion with a British accent. It's amazing. You know, we've got colleagues that are watching that speak Spanish. No problem. We'll have it translated in Spanish. And there you have it. So those are the kinds of use cases I'm using it for, too. Long-winded answer to your question. No, told you, be careful.
Yeah, that's a wow moment. It's like, wow, you can do all that with, definitely. Yeah. Amazing. And I'm sure that, you know, I think there's some people that go, okay, yeah, it's a fad, it's going away, but it's not, no. It's going to grow.
It isn't. That's a very dangerous perspective to have, because that's going to put you on the road to obsolescence. And particularly for those of us in our 40s, which I wish I was in, 50s, I wouldn't mind being in my 50s, 60s, for us to stay relevant and thrive, we have to learn and deploy this. Everybody does. And it's fun. You know, you have to adopt a growth mindset, lean in, learn, recraft parts of your role, and repeat. You know, that's the recipe. Sure. But you got to bring a growth mindset to the party here. And if you don't, that's okay. But there's consequences for that. And, you know, I heard a speaker talk about this the other day, and he said, in one word, he said, the consequences, the Amish. Like, what, the Amish? It's the Amish. You know, you don't adopt technology. You can have a nice lifestyle. You can create some nice products, but there are certain areas you cannot compete in because you're not, you know, you're not in the game. And, you know, we think back in our careers, it was okay if we didn't jump on, let's say, email right away or even smartphones right away. But now, in the next 2 years, if you don't get on the Gen AI train here, you are going to be as obsolete as, you know, somebody back in the 1990s. The trend is moving so quickly. So there really is no choice if we want to compete and be our best and to thrive, is to begin adopting this, begin to learn it and apply it and adopt it.
Well, Chuck, this has been a lot of fun. Gave our audience a lot to think about, and some are probably scared going, what sure. do I do next? Absolutely. I'd say pick up your book and take those baby steps to start learning how to use it. And again, I heard somebody say, you know, you're as a leader, you're the thought leader, and it's basically a thought partner, and or the golfing metaphor that you're the golfer and it's the caddy that can help you in your game.
Great metaphors. You've got a McKinsey consultant in your pocket. You've got a, you know, you've got a coach with you all the way. And, you know, without sounding self-serving, again, the book will take you through, if you're brand new, how to get in the game, you know, why you should seize the opportunity, how to commit to learning. And you know, if you follow the steps in there and follow the prompts, go to the appendices, I think you'll be well on your way, you know. So looking forward to hearing how it goes with all your viewers on their Gen AI journey. Good luck. And you can pick up the book at Amazon, and I wish you well.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, how would somebody learn more about you, and how would they find you?
Yeah, they can go to the website, theboltongroup.com, or hit me up at LinkedIn at Chuck Bolton, and we can, you know, we can continue the discussion.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.